The King of Spain needs a new plane. What appears to be another minor incident with one of Spain's VIP aircraft could have much more serious systemic implications for the country if the problem is not properly solved. One of the aircraft flown by the Spanish Air Force's 45 group that uses Airbus A310s and 5 Falcon 900Bs to transport the Spanish King, Queen, Prince and Prime Ministers around the world on state business has broken down for the fifth time in 6 months. This time it was a dodgy fuel valve leading to the left engine. On previous occasions, it has been a short circuit in the flaps wiring, a wonky oil filter, and twice a problem with the thrust reversers on the engines. The Prince of Asturias has been especially unlucky, having had to suffer two mishaps, but Queen Sofia, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, and now King Juan Carlos himself have not escaped the Spanish Air Force's unsatisfactory maintenance schedule. There are two problems with this state of affairs, one more serious than the other. Firstly, and less seriously, there must be the official state embarrassment caused when a Spanish royal flight breaks down again, at the very least causing delay to official business, if not slighting brand Spain in the process, when 45 Group on its official website publicly prides itself on its punctuality. At the dawn of the 21st century, it says, every second of delay can mean the loss of a train towards the future. Secondly, and more seriously, the repeated breakdowns over recent months of the aircraft used to fly Spain's head of state and head of government around warn of a serious failure in the systemic maintenance of those aircraft, whether those failures turn out to be due to sloppy maintenance, bad organisation, or a lack of the proper spare parts due to budget cuts somewhere along the line. The Defence Minister, Pedro Morenes, has ordered the Air Force Chief of Staff, General García Amaiz, to review the situation. But the Defence Ministry spokesman told El País they would not be spending money on new royal aircraft for the moment. Spain currently finds itself in something of a delicate constitutional moment, with the Catalan government marching towards a referendum on independence and Basque members of parliament saying the Basque country will want its right to decide soon as well. The Spanish monarch's health has been troubled of late, and exemplary behaviour in somewhat short supply, especially when Spaniards are reminded of the Urdangarin fraud case. In a survey published earlier this year, support for monarchy as a form of government fell below 50% for the first time, while support for the king's abdication shot up to 62%. More hope for the future is placed in Prince Felipe, both by the Spanish establishment and by Spaniards themselves, more than half of whom think he has at least a chance of recovering some of the prestige the institution has lost since the king's fateful hunting trip to Botswana in 2012. God forbid a fifth breakdown turns into a sixth or a seventh, more serious one, in the air and not on the ground, over the sea and not close to an airport, and in a part of one of the airplanes that it is not possible to fix in time to stop a Spanish VIP catastrophe occurring.